Okay, so this is the call here, 13th of July, 2015. I guess we will be discussing the duality roles that government plays currently, the plan for a public trust in place of government and a court of record. I don't have a lot to say. I think the documents speak for themselves, but we can go into the dual role of government at this time. It's quite clear. Anything that is constitutionally compliant is there in the de jure capacity. If it's not constitutionally compliant, it is a private for-profit corporation, period. And unfortunately, they regard themselves as government, and they enforce it as government, and there isn't really a whole lot you can do about it at this time. Hence, the need for a change in the system. There are some people that are, appears they're able to force government into government role in certain instances, but let's just look at victimless crimes. There's no way to really force them to act like the government at this point. They have the guns. We have paperwork, but they still have the guns. And so until we get another set of guns and a lawful basis for it, people will continue to be raped and pillaged at will in this country. And the collapse that's coming and has been designed for several hundred years is going to leave a lot of people dead, and the rest will be enslaved beyond belief. If you thought it was bad now, it's going to be 100 times worse. The Pope has already given you his outline for the new structure. It was released on June 18th, encyclical letter, 188 pages. I recommend anybody that can get a hold of it, please, go read the thing in full. It will surprise you as to what he's saying. And from what I understand, their plans are under $200 million left. I don't know if that's next year, following year, year after that, this year, who knows. But that's what they're planning for. The new financial system that's being rolled out is this same Babylonian debt slavery system. It'll look pretty in the beginning, and it will end up strangling you in the end. They are attempting to remove cash and all other monies from circulation. They want complete control digitally. That's what they're moving to. Anybody telling you different is lying to you. They are moving forward, as they always have. They're not deterred. They have plenty of money. And they will continue down that path unless we stop them. With that being said, you have an option through courts of record and or a public trust in place of government. You have, let me see if I can find it here. Court of record is four paragraphs. It's your personal declaration of independence. The only true declaration of independence that could ever work, because you can't declare someone else independent for them. That is a falsehood propagated by the founding fathers, who were foreign agents, kind of like our government are full of foreign agents today. You may have been free initially, but you gave it back through various treaties. And those treaties and your original founding documents were superseded by other treaties from times past. And it appears that they do go back. Someone informed me we're looking at somewhere in the year 1000 for the Pope. And of course, it was confirmed in 1213 and again in 1819. And so the Treaty of Peace and the Jay Treaty here are actually garbage. You gave everything back to the king. The king is your prince elector and arch treasurer. That is from the ancient Roman Empire model of government, which means he is your manager. He's your manager. You are a slave. He is your manager. That way, presently, You pay your taxes to the IRS. It goes to the IMF, through the UN, to the Queen, and the Pope gets his cut. Anybody that tells you different is lying to you. This is the way it is. You may not like it. It is what it is. So the court of record was designed to be simple enough for a child to walk in and file a complaint and have their case heard. It is under a page of, and I don't even have it here on my computer, it's under a page of rules and regulations. It's very simple. You submit your evidence, the other side submits their evidence, in 60 days you go to trial before 12 members of the King's Bench Tribunal, or whatever you wish to call it. Both sides present it, both sides examine, cross-examine. The 12 members get to examine and cross-examine as well. They come back with a full ruling that is both, if it was a crime, say assault, they would find them guilty, let's say, and if they were guilty, you would go ahead and receive your reparations for damages caused. There will not be two cases, civil and criminal. It's all done at the same time. It's the simplest way to effectuate justice, because if they're not guilty, there's no way they can be found guilty civilly, unlike the system we have now. I think the rules and regulations are very clear and very simple. Those on this call that may not have it, you can always contact me, Leonard. You can go to Hudok, contact Hudok. He's got it. Guys, you're going to have to forgive me for a second. I have to click over very quickly. Okay, I'm back. So if you go to hudok.info, you can, of course, contact Hudok, and at that point, he will send it to you. I'm trying to get hudok.info back up and running to full capacity like it was before. I do not think the court of record document is up there at this point in time. I know the trust indenture is not up there, but we will get it up there as soon as we can. That's it on the court of record for the trust indenture. I believe it's 11 pages. Very simple. It was designed to be a bridge between the foreclosed and non-existent de facto and a constitutionally compliant government. It was not meant to be a permanent form of government, though it could be altered very quickly to be such. And I believe that a public trust is probably the safest form of so-called government you could have. And so those of you that have gotten this document will very clearly see it's very simple. It is a trust. It is formulated as a trust. It is formulated in the highest jurisdiction there is. And on the private side, for those of you that like that, and it is the stuff that is contained within the trust is granted by the King of all kings. It comes directly from him. Not from us, not from government, not from other man-made entities. It comes directly from him as it's supposed to be. He gave you your organic trust at birth, and you have failed to accept and acknowledge it and remove it from the jurisdiction of the Pope, who has your original organic trust and is why he can do what he is doing presently. So this is a bridge between the two, exactly as it's written. Anything in red were things that a specific locale may wish to alter slightly for their specific endeavor. It only takes three people initially to start it. A trust is formed when the trust indenture is signed by the trustees. And at that point, it is in full force and effect. And it would be up to you to find the enforcement. Once again, we're back to enforcement. To enforce the edicts of this, you have a lawful foundation in UCC filings that they are foreclosed, and you have every right to effectuate that foreclosure through a court of record. So the court of record and the public trust actually go hand in hand, and they were actually designed to operate at the same time in conjunction with each other. So it's not hard to find three people that will sign a document. I know three idiots that will sign anything. So it's not hard to find three people to sign it. Your problem is going to be finding the enforcement. So I would suggest everyone start getting a hold of retired flag officers. There is a group of them. If you Google it, I'm sure you'll find their website. And start bombarding them with demands for them to honor the alleged oath they claim they will uphold till the day they die. If they fail to do so, they are your enemy. Anyone that is not assisting you in regaining the freedom guaranteed by the King of all kings is your enemy. Your government has already declared you as their enemy. The flag officers, if they are true to their word, would jump on this in a heartbeat, as there is already lawful authority under the law of necessity, under breach of contract. The authority already exists to implement all of these immediately and without delay. And anyone that tells you it's going to take 5 or 10 years is lying to you. It could be done in a matter of a month at most if you have enforcement. So I urge all of you to Google Flag Officer Network and bombard them. Bombard them with demands for them to honor their oath they claim they still uphold. I'm sure they have a network of close to at least 100,000 vets that they could access immediately. And that would provide enough for a few thousand in each state, which is all that would be needed to operate a lawful court of record through lawful process. Everyone is scared of these courts and these foreign agent military police. There's no need to be. They're scared of you. If you come at them with lawful process from a superior jurisdiction and venue, I would bet my life on it that you will receive very little resistance so long as they know you have enforcement to back it up. Without enforcement, they are going to ignore you like every other patriot group out there. Enforcement is key. The documents and knowledge is already written. It's already there. It's now time to find the enforcement. Doesn't have to be military. Doesn't have to be ex-military. It could be the average person on the street. But you need to get out there. I'm on home confinement. I can't get anywhere. I can't get anywhere. The only thing I can do is write, which I've done. The writing is done. Nothing else needs to be written. It's time for the action. So with that, I will default to Gene in case Gene has anything, and then I will open it up for questions. Gene, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I think you've pretty well covered everything.
Okay, I like that. I like this man.
To whodoc.com, they'll see the papers that we've filed. And
whodoc.info, Gene. .info.
Yeah, whodoc, yeah.
You're going to send them to the wrong place, Gene.
Well, it doesn't matter to me because I don't have a computer.
I know.
I figure they could figure it out. Those computers figure out everything.
Yes, and by the way, yes, we are currently in a court case with these idiots at the Supreme Court of our state. All the documents are on whodoc.info to read. We believe in complete transparency and full disclosure.
It's very entertaining.
It's very entertaining. It's a good laugh. We are even posting their ignorant ramblings on there as well. We're promoting them free of charge. There is also an evidence packet that would be good for all of those unwakened idiots that are out there. Very quickly through, I think, 23 documents, you can see very quickly what's been done to you. And that is if you accept the Constitution as being valid. If you don't, we don't have much information on there regarding that because I think it's too much for people to believe at this point in time. But we can show you from 33 on, and I think one document shows from the Civil War on what's been done to you very quickly, very eloquently, with their own words, their own codes, their own case law, their own laws, regulations, rules, and orders. Sorry for interrupting you, Gene. You got anything else there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, with that, if anybody has any questions or comments, feel free to jump right in. If you hear someone else talking, please wait till they're done. Unless you've muted yourself, you're free to talk.
Well, I kind of think this enforcement thing is our big stickler.
It's the big stickler. And that's why I implore everyone, let me go ahead and Google it. I'll give you the website so you don't even have to Google it. We'll make it that much easier because I think these guys need to be bombarded because on their site they keep claiming that they still uphold their oath, they'll honor their oath till the day they die. And if that's the case, then these guys are the ones that need to be contacted. Your local police are never going to assist you. They are a private corporation. Their only duty is to uphold the monetary enforcement of collar of law, applicable codes, rules, and regulations, and to pilfer your money from your account to their account. That's it. Okay, so we have flag and general officers network.org. Flag and general officers network.org.
Flag FLAG? Flag officer?
Flag, yes.
Sister. Officers
flag
with an.
No, flag and general officers.
Okay.
Network.org. Flood them. They hate electronic stuff. Flood them electronically. They're no better than the rest of us. Flood them electronically. Have everyone you know send an email to every contact. Front page here, I'm seeing 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 emails. You can bother 12 of them within an hour and bother every single one of them. Ask them what they're going to do to restore this country to the rule of law, not tomorrow, not the next week, but today.
Okay.
And let them.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is Alicia. I have a question. When we bombard them, would I ask them, you took an oath, you know, I'll do the whole thing. You took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. You say that you are going to do just that with your last breath. Okay, so why haven't they, you are our enforcement. You are the enforcement that the people need. Okay, supposedly we the people have the power, but we got to enforce that power. We don't have that. So are you willing to... You have to be the guide for us. We'll go and do the stuff. We got to know that you're backing us up, though. You know, I want to start having people indicted. I want to start going and pressing charges against the main big players to start with, politicians, and I want to yank them out of their chain, you know, where they think they're nice and safe, and I want to have them, they need to wait for their trials. These people have to make this happen for us. So am I in the right saying these things to them? You are enforcement and...
Well, I would say this before you go too far into your little rant there, and I love you to
okay.
death.
Okay. All righty.
And you're sexy for your age. Don't worry about it.
Thanks. Okay. I was beginning to wonder there. All right. Go ahead.
If at this time we attempt to go after these private corporations that technically in our society you have a right to exist if other people wish you to exist. if you try to directly go after them right now for the crimes they're committing, I would say that all of your enforcement will leave. And you also have their enforcement tracking you down to put a bullet in your head.
Absolutely.
I think it's much wiser to go for the route of let's protect our own, and if you infringe upon our own, then we will come after you for those crimes. But at this point, they 90% of the time they're operating from a private corporate capacity. And unfortunately, the Constitution did not forbid corporations from existing. There's nothing in there that forbid it. So technically, according to the Constitution, if you believe it's valid, and that's a long stretch if you really know what's going on, it allows these corporations to exist and offer their services. And there are a lot of people that enjoy their services. But I think that if you go on the offensive like that, until you have more numbers, even if you have enforcement, you will start to experience many problems. It is much wiser to just allow people to come in, and if they're being harmed, let's say with traffic tickets or a victimless crime or a foreclosure, or your children have been stolen and kidnapped, to protect them. And if these pretenders don't cease and desist when the lawful process and a superior jurisdiction and venue is presented to them, at that point, then they're committing a trespass. And at that point, you could then have the person trespassed upon seek a complaint against that individual.
Okay, for instance, though, this J-Town 15 that's about to happen, you're trespassing on my rights. First of all, you shouldn't even be knocking on my door, and you know that. I'm not. You shouldn't be knocking on my door trying to take my gun. That's a big one, okay? So would it be fair for me to go to these guys and say, what are you going to do about that? What kind of protection are you? I'm willing to work with you. I'm willing to fight with you. I'm willing to do whatever I have to do with you. But I need the enforcement. I need the military protection that you can provide because you took an oath to protect and defend, and that's what I need right now. So would it be fair to say to them, what are you going to do about to stop this J-Down?
Well, protection. I mean, technically, until they came to your door and took your gun, there hasn't been a trespass upon you.
So I have to wait till the shooting starts.
There you go. Well, I've said that a million times to you, Alicia. That and the trespassing on the public side that you want to continue talking about and you know better.
I know because if I'm going to contact these guys, I want to know exactly what to say to them to make them start thinking because obviously up till now they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything to try to let the people know that they're there for them. What have they done?
Well, so what makes them anything. That's true. They haven't done anything. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if they will.
Correct.
I call a coward a coward and a duck a duck when that's what they act like. And their website is beautiful. They believe in the Constitution and They served in wars to protect our freedom. Well, they're brainwashed because they haven't served in a single war. None of these guys have served in a single war that actually protected our freedom.
Correct.
So they're misled. So I guess what you could do is bombard them and tell them to call me. I'll tell them exactly how it is.
Yeah, but I kind of want to handle it too. I don't want to have to be constantly always throwing everything at you. Yeah, if there's something, we have to handle our stuff. You know,
I agree.
So
but
we
I
have
would
to
say
do
that
it.
Trying to preempt something that's called I guess the newest term would be pre-crime,
which is what they're doing.
Well, it's absolutely. But are we going to stoop to their level? Well, I'm not.
No, well, no, but, you know, I'm not throwing cotton candy. Yes, I do.
If you had a court of record in operation and they were providing enforcement for it, the de facto will have to change its attack angle because it will be approaching from a losing angle, and the people will see it very clearly, because you will be presenting an alternative to what they have presented to you. Right now, there's no alternative to their presentation, and so everyone buys into it. But if you were to see a court of record that could pull children back from CPS when they've been stolen for money, could stop a person from going to jail for 25 years for a plant, could stop the illegal foreclosure of any home in America, because any foreclosure is illegal in America, you are coming from the side of right, and you will gain people very quickly. But if you come in and attempt to attack or do the pre-crime thing, you will probably be foreclosing upon yourself and the angle you're using very quickly. They will use it against you, because they will call you a terrorist, an anarchist. What are they going to say when you're actually putting into the record of a real court that the home was paid for when you signed the note? How are they going to come back against that? What are they going to say? No, that's not true. Well, then we walk in to the modern mechanics of money from the Federal Reserve's own printing that tells you the money is created when your signature goes on the paper. See, you're coming in from a higher angle. You're in the right, and you could actually you're allowed to prove that in a real court. But if you attempt to come in and just say, well, you guys are committing crimes and this and that, I mean, a lot of them, yes, they're committing crimes, absolutely. They're holding two offices. They're holding a public office so that they can utilize the private corporate office to raid and pillage and put money into their accounts. But they're still technically holding that public office, even though under the maxims of law you can't hold two offices at the same time. But technically that's what the people believe, that, oh, well, they, so what? They're running a private corporation that assists in providing government services. They're still the governor. Well, it's sort of true, isn't it? They do things as a governor under the Constitution, but it's so limited that 95% of the time they're not in their constitutional office. So do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
So if you come at them and let them know, look, we have a presentation where we can show you the way to bring our country back to the rule of law and to promote justice and freedom absolutely, lawfully, here is the court of record documents. Send them the court of record documents. Send them the public trust documents. Tell them, right here's two options you have right now, guys. You don't even have to think about it. Read it. It tells you. And if they cannot accept the court of record as something being valid, you're talking to people that have no brains within in between their ears. And you might as well move on to the next one.
Yeah, or you could be talking to people that do understand, but they're not going to – a lot of people, you know, they'll say that one thing, but when you're put against the wall to do it, doing it is quite another. You know that. I mean, So that's where you test them, I guess. You're going to find out who's who.
Well, and like if they actually contact me, I'll tell them, you're either with me or against me. There's no in-between. You can say you're for the Constitution and government, and yet if you're not siding with me, I can prove that you're a fraud, that you're assisting the enemy, and technically that's sedition and treason. And at some point, someone's going to have to declare war back. They've already declared war on us, so...
Yeah, they have.
You know, make these guys draw the line in the sand. Which side are they on? And if they say no, your court of record is ludicrous. You have courts here in operation. Well, we'll show them Dun & Bradstreet numbers. We'll show them the corporate structures of the state of West Virginia. We already have it. We can show them quite clearly. And if they don't buy it, then I'll tell them personally, you're my enemy. You better hope I never run across you. Because you're my enemy for life now. You are my enemy.
Hey, Tom, what would you think about a strategy of attempting to get these flag officers, if we get a couple of the flag officers that want to listen and they're kind of open ears, what would you think of the tactic of submitting to them our letter of acceptance of their oath of office to bind that contract, which makes that a legitimate binding lawful contract at that point, to where would you think that might give them a little bit more of at ease as far as lawful, being lawful?
Well, it may, and that is an option you could think of even when you try to contact them. You could just say out the gate, look, I accept and acknowledge your oath as a firm and binding contract. Let them know that if they're going to breach the contract, that they're actually going to owe you damages, and let them know that that would make them an enemy of the people.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great way to approach them. I'm at a problem here where I have a conviction for growing a simple plant that God put on this earth for us to utilize in some manner, and I've been told that they won't want to speak to me because of that. And so my opinion is actually they've committed crimes against me by being in the military and not protecting their actual country that they swore an oath to. So who had the worst crime? But that's what I've been told.
Well, they're not really in violation of that until that offer is accepted, until that contract lawful and binding, though. That's the problem.
That would technically be correct. I mean, that is the loophole of an oath rather than a contract.
Right.
And that's probably why they implemented oaths a long, long time ago, rather than just putting everyone under contract. That's that little technicality, plausible deniability that those lawyers love.
Correct.
And technically, if they're not in service, technically, in their head, their oath is still in effect. Technically, it's not.
Right.
You know, an oath only serves for the term of your employment. So if they're retired, as it appears they all are, technically, the oath
they
is
don't
varying.
Have to. Yeah.
But they claim they do. So, I mean, you could enforce that claim. They're out there claiming. It's not like we're saying you claim. No, they're claiming they're still under oath till the day they die. So technically, I guess you could. I mean, is it a valid oath? Well, not really. Once their term's over, the oath's dead. But if they're purporting it to be, accept it. Acknowledge it. Hold them to it, then. Just realize that technically, word for word, the oath they took is to the Constitution of the United States. That document doesn't exist.
Yep.
So you have to be very careful there if you were to do that, because their oath was invalid and unlawful to begin with, because that document does not exist. I've yet to see that Constitution of the United States. I've seen a Constitution of the United States of America, but that's a completely different document. Otherwise, it would be stated as such. And you may want to point that out to them. Maybe they don't realize that.
Good point.
They may not.
I haven't seen that document either. I've seen for the United States and of the United States, but not...
Correct.
I'm of America, but not, you know, not that last way. I haven't seen anything like
that. And I know for a fact that all the persons in West Virginia, that's the oath they took. They took an oath to the Constitution of the United States, and that makes their oath, actually it's fraud, because they're purporting to take an oath to a document that doesn't exist. So that's technically fraud if they're promoting it and putting it out as a lawful oath. And then they take an oath here to, I believe it's the Constitution of West Virginia, but that's not really the name of the document either. So technically they didn't take a lawful oath, but unless you have a court of record and enforcement, you can't get that argument heard in any court in America. The arguments that we make, you can't get heard. I mean, look what's happening in this case in West Virginia. They are completely ignoring us and acting like we're buffoons. And yet we presented 6 pages of their own code and case law that says what we are claiming. So the flag officers' first thing will probably be say, well, has anybody taken this to court and gotten a court ruling? Well, if they say that, you might as well just stop talking to them. Because you're just going to waste your time with them. They're completely out of it. There is no recourse in any so-called court here in America. They're all private for profit, and they're all there to uphold the other corporations that are taking everything from you. It's just that simple. But we've compiled a great list of stuff. You could download all of the documents from our court case and send it to them and tell them to look at the case law and the code and let them read it for themselves. I mean, I don't know how many of them can read, but it's worth a shot.
That's a good idea.
And then send that evidence packet as well, because that's full of nuggets too.
And so, I mean, right there is several hundred pages of valid evidence that's not out of your own mouth. It's from the criminal's own mouth as to what they're doing. And if they're not willing to read that, well, they're worthless. If they do read it and they still don't understand, they're worthless. I don't know how they're going to be. They all claim that, I mean, they claim that they will uphold the rule of the Constitution and law, and yet they don't even understand that the Constitution is not really valid. They don't understand that it's been overturned. So, I mean, I'm not sure if you could wake them up. I don't know. I have no idea.
That's why I want to just say the right things. I want to say just the right things to them, and I am going to send them all that stuff on HUDOC.
I would let those documents speak for themselves and just maybe say, hey, I thought you might need to see evidence comprised of these criminal corporations masquerading as government's own mouth. Here's their code. Here's their case law. Read it. And when you're done reading it, you may call me.
And please call me if you really mean it about keeping your oath. I'm going to say, please contact us so we can take this further, because you are our enforcement. If you really are going to stick to your oath, and, you know, the oath you say you took for life, then, okay, I'm ready to call you on that. I need you, you know. I'm willing to do that. I'll do that. I'm doing that tomorrow on my birthday. If I don't, I'm not going to have any more birthdays after this one. So, yeah.
And we'll be having a new document. Phil's version of the new document will be posted probably Wednesday. Mine and Gene's will be by Friday. But I would send them the entire list of documents, both to and from to the court and from the court and from the other idiots here, and send them the evidence packet. I think all of it, it may take two emails if you've got a 25 megabyte limit, but you could get it to them in two emails, and it tells the whole story. There's nothing else that needs to be said. As a matter of fact, you could probably get away with just sending them the lien document. Let me pull up HUDOC here. Because the lien document in and of itself is evidence of international slavery, trafficking in men, women, and children, and theft of private property. And it's a 10-page document. And it has the, let's see here, it would be evidence doc 22 and 23 on HUDOC.info. And it actually has the Department of Defense listed right on it. So if that wouldn't wake them up, I'm not sure what would. As a matter of fact, it's stamped by the USA Department of Defense, Clerk, Hall of Justice, San Jose, California. And send acknowledgments to the USA Department of Defense.
Yeah.
So they're a party to this, which means they're criminals. Anybody
there
that was in the military in 2011 when this was signed, if they did not immediately speak out against it, they're a party to this. And, you know, it named it as all real men with hands and legs, all real land in America. That is evidence out of their own mouth with their own signature, filed in their own jurisdiction of trafficking in humans and theft of property. So right there, 10 pages is really all that needs to be sent to them. And if that doesn't do it for them, I don't know if the rest would.
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it's making my blood boil. And I didn't take an oath to this fraudulent Constitution. I just took an oath to my people, people around me. And it's also an agricultural lien. So they're taking the agriculture as well, all the production of agriculture. Comptroller of Maryland, Bank of America. I mean, these are the entities involved in this. U.S. Treasury, Internal Revenue Service. I mean, if they can't see that document for what it is, I'm not sure the rest would even help them.
I can't imagine.
It's Christine.
Hey, Chris.
Hello? I was wondering, am I on mute? I unmuted my phone. Hey, what's going on, Leonard? What's up, Alicia? Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
I just have a quick interjection here with regard to the electronic stuff.
They don't like it.
That,
who cares?
Well, I'm thinking not for them not liking it. It's not what they like or not like. It's for your own safety. In that all of our communications are being monitored. So I would do a mailing, and in fact I plan on doing that, but you know, not.
Oh, I know, we were going to do that, but this would put pressure on them to see that more than one or two people are trying to contact them.
So, yeah.
And look, they're actually promoting their email addresses right here on the right-hand side. There's 12 of them or 11. They're promoting their email addresses. So if they don't want to be contacted that way, they shouldn't have it up there.
I'm just wondering.
But I agree with you, Christina. We will do what we were going to do through the mail. That's fine. But this will show that there are other people that are looking at this and are awake and are going to be looking to them to do the same thing we're asking.
And we're all going to be sending the same documents. So if we all go
and get
the lien and the trust indenture as well as the declaration for the court of record, it's all coming from the same source. So I want success for them to come on board. And I don't know that if we put them in a position of demanding, and, you know, yeah, we could go, I demand this or that. I'm thinking maybe on the lowdown, they can reach out to those that are actually active military. I don't know. You know, these are just thoughts.
Well, the active military, you shouldn't even bother with, because that you would be imposing upon a private contract that you have no right to impose upon.
And let me tell you, those active military kids are waking up and they're taking themselves off. I don't know how many. I saw more emails today where they're interviewing the young kids. They're dropped. They're not going back. They're active and they're not returning back to their post.
Good.
That's
good.
Starting to become a really the thing to do. They're waking up. So the way I'm looking at this is, you know, there's probably going to be a fight between them, the ones that when they see it, them trying to confiscate guns, if this Jade Helm thing does go into effect. What I'm starting to think is that our military is going to start turning on the UN military, and there's going to be a fight starting with them. So it really made me feel good to see all the young kids that are saying they will not collect the American people's guns and they will not fire on Americans. So more and more of them are dropping out.
That's good. That's fine. But they're still under contract.
Great.
And you would put them in danger if you contacted anyone under contract.
Yeah, I'm not, but it was good to see them, to hear that.
No, it's good to see that they're doing that, but they're like the Oath Keepers. They'll uphold the Second Amendment. What about the other nine?
Yeah, these guys are, they were finding out their government isn't their government from what I'm, they're understanding that, and they're not okay with it, and they're literally removing themselves, and they're putting themselves in harm's way, and they know that, so it's pretty big. I mean, the tide is turning with the military kids. They're waking up, so that does give me some hope,
well,
too.
You know, dropping out, or what about, what if they just went and arrested their superiors for the crimes being committed? That would be, that would do much more than them just dropping out.
Well, they may be working on that. This is all starting to happen, so maybe they are working on that, and I'm hoping, you know. So
okay, and
you
I
can
just
always
got
go on
from,
that video. I'm sorry.
What?
You can always go on that. You can always go on the video and kind of make a little hint to them to do what John just or what Tom just said.
And I'm looking, and I just got a. Okay, it looks like under my favorites on Hudoc, the trust indenture is up there in doc form, and a beautiful new video by the wonderful group Anonymous. For all the people that don't have a clue and can't read, well, I'm sure they can watch a video. And I watched it personally, and it's a beautifully done video, and it tells you everything you need to know without picking up a piece of paper to read. So those are there now.
Where is it at on the site?
Thomas is.
Okay, Thomas is favorite. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
I have a couple of questions.
I'm trying to log in right now to see, because I just got the email from him.
Living Souls of Trust, Declaration of Indenture. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep. Well,
that,
mm-hmm. Yep. So that's up there now, and then right below it's the Illuminati
video.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep. It's about 2 hours and 20 minutes long. The first hour and 20, if you're awake, you don't need to see it. But for those that aren't awake, it's a beautiful video. It's a beautiful video. There are parts of
Anonymous
that are actually decent. Say that again.
Did you say Anonymous does it?
Yeah, this is another one from Anonymous on the Illuminati and NWO.
Okay.
And I actually watched it earlier.
Questions.
Go ahead, whoever this is.
Linda.
You have the floor.
General officers, would you contact them about elderly abuse and theft of an elderly? And what I mean by theft of an elderly is embezzling their money from them, or I don't know if that's the right word or not, but stealing money from them out of their their trust.
These guys, because they're from a structure, they're going to look to the rule of law. So if there's no court there that's going to come in and say, well, wait, you can't do that, writ of prohibition or writ of mandamus, they're not going to care. They're, you know, those in the military, they're used to structure. So without a court of record saying, well, you couldn't do that, they're going to say, well, the court said you could do it. There is no alternative to their courts right now.
Okay.
But that is something that could be addressed in a court of record, absolutely. I mean, any infringement or trespass on God-given rights, privileges, freedoms, immunities, and properties could be heard by a court of record. Anything.
Well, the reason why I ask this question is that we have a friend on one of the sites that we're on, and she's went all the way to the Supreme Court about her elderly father being abused in this home, the nursing home, whatever you call it, assisted living, and also with the attorney lying, we caught him in perjury. They know that, you know, that he's stealing money out of the family trust. I mean, it's just a big mess. It's one thing after another, and she's getting nowhere. I know this week she was going to the Department of Justice over this.
Well, they'll laugh at her. Tell her don't waste her time unless she's trying to enforce gay marriage. They don't care. Wasting her time.
Okay.
She could put her. I mean, look, their system is not there for our benefit. It is a private corporate system, and only a few bones are thrown to us to keep us from overthrowing them.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's been shown by. I hate to bring it up, but the National Liberty Alliance, if you come at them with lawful writs, it'll scare them. The problem is the Liberty Alliance is starting to utilize the wrong angle, and these idiots know that, and so they're putting all their members in danger. But you could look at them and look at the writs that they've issued and see those are the writs that would come from a court of record, not from a grand jury. A grand jury doesn't have the authority for those. But a court of record does. And if it scared them a little bit from a grand jury that has no authority to do it, imagine what it would do to them if it's coming from an actual court.
Right.
I feel bad for the elderly and the children because those are the two that are defenseless. You know, we need to be standing up for them. We're doing it here in West Virginia. There's three of us. It's the only three that will stand up and do anything and say anything. I mean, look at what we've written to them. We don't care anymore. We refuse the court order. We sent it back to them, said we refuse it. Now here's our orders. And so far, they haven't threatened contempt. They haven't done anything. They haven't said anything to us. I don't think they know what to say at this point. But are we going to get anything there? Well, probably not, because it's a corporate court designed to protect the corporation's interests.
Right.
So, but what we're trying to show here in West Virginia, which may help with the flag officers, is that there is no rule of law. They're only there to protect the criminals. And so that gives us the absolute right to not only invoke the law of necessity with lawful backing for it, but also to enforce our right to go up against those with guns that have guns. And it's also the universal law of self-preservation. When your life, your liberty is threatened, you
have
a
right. That is a maxim as well. Yes.
Correct. So it may take a little education. I mean, I would be willing to work with the flag officers. If they want an education, I'll give them an education. Is it going to be through the means that they like? Well, probably not. It's going to be however I feel like it, or they can come see me in person. Because I'm out there in the open, and I don't care. And if they care, well, then they're probably not my friend.
Okay, my second question was, when you were talking about the trust that that you've drawn up, in that conversation you said that it's our own fault if we haven't claimed our corporate trust. In other words, are you saying that we should go ahead and request our long-form live birth certificate and go through that?
No, no, I think you misunderstood me. I think you
misunderstood
me.
Okay, that's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah,
I'm understanding you.
No, that's good. I'm glad you asked it since you didn't understand it. What I'm saying is at birth, from your creator, whoever you believe your creator is, because I'm not going to get into interfering with your free will choice of belief, but your creator gave you a trust at birth, and inside that trust was your life, your liberty, your property, your privileges, your freedoms. That was in a trust, and I call it an organic trust, a living trust, simply because it's not coming from a man-made fiction, which is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years of research, we tried to go after these inferior corporate trusts, such as your birth certificate, your CESCA V, and we found that even when we were able to collapse those inferior trusts, there was a superior trust held by the Pope. And so you may collapse the inferior one, but the original one was still in place under the Pope, and all he would do is go back in and reopen another one after you foreclosed it. And so, and what he did was he took under the rule of the incompetent rule, those that can't handle their own affairs, he just said, well, you guys are all incompetent, and so I'm going to take your trust, and I'm going to run it for you because you're incompetent. And he's actually in violation of trust law in the way that he's implementing and running these trusts for you. But what I did was just went directly to the Pope and said, I'm going to accept acknowledge and continue what my Creator gave me. Thank you for your service to this point in time. You're fired. Because as the executor or manager, in layman's terms, of that organic trust, once I claimed it, I have every right to remove him for incompetence or for dereliction of duty. So I did. And I'm also the beneficiary of the trust. I just cannot operate in the trustee capacity. So my trust is there with no trustee right now. But the great thing is that under the maxims of law, trust will not fail for lack of trustee. So the trust is still there. It's just not being operated by the trustee because there is no trustee. But I have claimed and accepted it, and that has nothing to do with their inferior corporate trust that they set up. And if you try to do that, you know, you'll go down the path of most patriots where they'll try to collapse the trust and then they'll start writing their own bonds and trying to get the assets back, and you will end up in jail like most of the other patriots that did it.
Or June Reno.
Say that again?
I said, or you'll end up like June Reno. That'll be, they got her, that she's gone, because she was doing
that. Yes. You know, technically the birth certificate, Sescovy Trust, is a trust because of two things. Your mother was the grantor. She gave you as property into the trust. The only other signature on that document is the state entity. That makes them the trustee. Unfortunately, through trust fraud, they are placing you in the trustee status and them in the beneficiary. But you have no recourse to get that corrected here in America.
Okay, I have a question right with that because here's the deal. My birth certificate, which I was born in 1954, my mother never signed me over to anybody. There's no signatures on it. They're not like the ones now. So it has no certificate number. It doesn't have anything like that. So does that mean that my birth certificate was not, it was before they started?
Well, that, do you have the original one from the hospital?
Yes.
Or did you get a copy from the state?
I have both. I have the
and
original.
Are they the same?
Uh-huh. And they don't look anything, like the ones now at all. I mean, it just doesn't look the same. It's very different looking. And,
well, when's the last time you requested a copy of it from the state?
Probably the last one I got was probably about 5 years ago.
And it still looked exactly like the original.
It looked exactly like the original.
Well, then I can tell you what's going on. They're giving you a fake one. They're not giving you the actual one then.
Oh. Because my mother,
because I had an original one from the hospital, and when I look at it, it's not the same as what I got from the state.
Right.
And yet,
right,
the original one was issued on state paperwork. So that's a fraud. Look, our government's not above committing fraud here, people.
Oh, I know.
They're not above it. So the fact that you have one, now you may be able to present that to them and try to make an argument. They'll laugh you out of it because the one they've sent away that's bonded you will be exactly what they need it to be. It'll have a certificate number, a file number, a registration date. The way they operate, even if it's upper and lower case, that's just a different way of writing the same trust. But when they actually get into the financial end of it, the one that's being deposit at the DTC, it will be all caps. The one that's on record will be proper. I'd hate for you to think.
So don't get excited.
System.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't get excited over it because they're not above. They commit fraud every time they open up shop at 8 a.m.
And is there any way I can find that out? Is there any way that I can see the one that they put in? How can I find that out?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But here's a better question. Who cares?
Well, it would be kind of cool if they you know.
Yes. Well, let's say you could get a copy of it. What are you going to do with it? Where are you going to go with it?
Well, I would know that they can't use my name or my birth certificate for anything. I know they will anyway. I know what
right.
you're saying, and you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, the only thing you can do with it, Alicia, is you will have true fact evidence of fraud on the state that you can use later. That's all it's
yeah.
going to be.
Okay.
Right, Tom?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It serves no purpose now. And if you get a lawful governor in place, that won't even matter because that will dissolve. And if you get a true government in place, it'll be real money, real currency. And you won't be able to convert the digital stuff that they've made on that birth certificate to real currency. So it
right.
really wouldn't matter in the future, one way
yeah,
or another.
Yeah, I understand.
So to me, it would be a wasted effort.
Right, which I don't have time to waste my time.
And you can't FOIA a private corporation, and it's on file with the DTC, Depository Trust Corporation in New York. You can't get a FOIA to them because they're private. You could sue them. You may be able to get it through suing them. Good luck.
Yeah, you'd have to sue them through and then do it through subpoena, I would think.
Correct.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me right now. Good luck with that, Jack. Yeah.
So, no, I see what you're saying, but we're looking at stuff that really is of no consequence. Either we're going to go forward to a lawful government, or people like you and I won't be here in the future.
Correct. Correct. I know.
So I don't want to dash your hopes or anything.
No, you're being real, and I like realism. I don't live in la-la land.
Okay.
If it's tough, I got to deal with the reality of things.
Well, there's the reality for you. Like it or lump it, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I will also get the trust, or not the trust, but the court of record document. I will find it. Well, I don't even know if I can find it. As soon as I can find it on one of these computers, I will send it to him and have him post it in the same spot so that the trust and the court of record is there.
That would be excellent, yeah.
Actually, if someone could send it to me, if someone has the court of record, because I'm not seeing it on either computer I'm on right now, and I'm not attaching my hard drives to these yet.
Do you have it, Leonard?
I probably have it somewhere, but if I am very, very bad at keeping these files and proper files and stuff, because I get inundated. I get inundated, but
I'm trying to think of what was the name of that document even. Was it I can't even think of what the name was.
I got it. I'll send it to you.
Okay, that's great. And I'll get him to post it sometime overnight.
Send it
that
to
way
me, Chris, all... too, will you?
I will do that.
Thanks, sweetie. How are you, by the way?
Team. Hanging in there, you know. Hanging
Someone
in there.
Someone give her a lollipop.
Give me
there
a
you
lollipop.
Go.
In fact, Tom and I have a friendly wager going. Who's going to have the first court of record, West Virginia or Arizona?
Well, we both may end up in the grave at the same time, so we both may lose.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, like the enforcement and, you know, being able to, and you know, he went on, Tom, to say that, and I really like the platform of the court of record because that's where my passion is, of course, is the justice and the rule of law and the remedy, and there is none. And so with the court of record, I get so excited and, you know, like Alicia, I'm like, I'm going to take them, I'm going to hang them. And, you know, and then, of course, Tom with the voice of reason stating that, no, it's basically a stranglehold on, it'll be cutting off of their supply of money. And what better way to really get them but to dry up their source? So when the people find out about the court of record, and if they have a choice, then they'll come to the court of record. And the beautiful thing about the court of record is because it's the superior court above all the other de facto courts, you go back with that writ of prohibition, the writ of mandamus, the orders that tells those E.C. Prius courts to go screw themselves. And so I'm excited about it. And so, yeah, I'm doing good, Leonard. Thank you for asking, because that's now, you know, the foreclosure stuff has been taking up a lot of time. I'm working on some other avenues. Yeah, man.
And by the way, if you have any contacts within those that may be trying to help, what's his name, Vincent in Michigan, maybe if you have any contact with any of those individuals trying to help them, maybe one of them ought to be sent a court of record document and tell them that you could assist him right now without necessarily
Absolutely.
Firing a shot.
Good. Is a
well,
good
Visner, Visner, I think, as you mentioned, Tom, is kind of dabbling in the NLA, so he may be a little bit more apt to understand it than most, than your right. average Joe. So he may – that's an excellent idea, as a matter of fact. If we ever get a hold of him, we're gonna mention that to him.
That and anybody who may be assisting him, because by the comments it looks as if there's parts of the militia that said they're coming to help him. So if any of you have any contacts in that network, get it to him and say, look, we don't have to fire a shot. Let's go in. Let's act better than these criminals. Let's not come up against them with guns. Let's come up against them with lawful paperwork and see what they have to say then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to stoop to their level. I mean, if we have to go to war, that's a whole other thing. But we still right now have a chance to go to war on paper. There's a slight
window of opportunity. So, Alicia, that's what you're going to do. Alicia, that's what you're going to do. We're going to get that court of records document. When you get a hold of those Michigan militia people that you talk to, that's
yeah.
the first thing you want to give to them. Let them, you know, let them look at that document, and then, we can ask Tom if they have any questions. They can either call Tom, they can call me. Not that I'm going to be the greatest at explaining it, but I'm kind of up
better,
on it.
You're better than me, because I understand a lot of stuff, but then trying to put that into words and calming myself down is a whole other thing. That's why I always refer people to you or Tom, or Jim even, because I don't want to change. And Chris.
You're one of the smartest ladies I know, then.
Who?
Yeah.
Don't be a date. Yeah, I got a smart mouth.
The date for his eviction.
But that would be a good idea, because they seem to be their first reaction in this type of case is, well, let's bring the guns. Well, you could bring a few guns, but let's bring some paper and pens.
Yeah, but they got to do a Bundy thing, too, if they get to that point. But, yes, bring on. Let's start the right way, but just be ready for anything, because at the Bundy thing, we were constantly – they tricked those cowboys into going to the one spot. The sheriff came into town, rolled in, and said, okay, we're going to give you your cows back. No worries. Just send your cowboys to this point, and then we'll release the cattle. Well, that was a setup. They set us up, and they were going to take the cowboys into custody, take them – the BLM was there to arrest them, and that's when it turned into what it turned into. So you do have to be ready for that, too, because these people lie. That's all they do
lie. Show up with loaded clips, but bring the paperwork first.
Correct. That's a great idea. I think that's a great idea myself, too. And I know that county is completely corrupt, but when you've got this paperwork, what are they going to do? They're going to have to acknowledge something. So,
Tom, start calling them magazines instead of clips.
Well, I'm a young man.
And I like clips. I like it.
You're wrong, too, Alicia.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm never wrong. I'm a woman and I'm never wrong.
I'm just younger than all of you, and that's what we call them, clips.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people call them, but it's wrong. It's just kind of like being lawful, you know what I mean?
Just get over yourself, Leonard, okay?
Well, when we have time, Leonard, you can introduce me to the lawful way of dealing with guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Gladly.
If we make it that long.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great idea, because this little incident in Michigan is getting a lot of passage through the social media right now.
Okay, so Chris, are you going to send me that too? I'm going to get us some stuff ready, because I'm waiting for him to call me back. I sent him a text with all of my information. I called him this morning, and his the phone message said, this person can't take any more calls because his message is full. So I went ahead and texted him, and the text didn't come, it didn't bounce back, so that means he got it. And I gave him my name, my address, my email, my phone number. I said, look, I don't know what's going on over there. I need you, I mean, I know what's going on with you, but I need you to call me back because I'm trying to get the militia in Michigan to stand up and help you. You know, don't make me have to drive over there from Arizona, and my peeps from California were all over the place. We're all scattered. I mean, if it came to that, we would come out to try to defend you, but come on, you got your militia there. We need to see, I need to know what's going on with them. So I still haven't heard back from him, you know.
Well, I think he's being swamped because I found his name and his phone number in a comment. So I'm sure he's being swamped.
Yeah, that's true.
If anybody knows someone in the militia network there, I would get in contact with them directly. You probably got a better shot of getting in contact with them if you have that connection.
I just have the one
guy. You're talking about the guy that was on, had the video about losing house.
And it would be a great platform because everyone's watching it right now.
Well, Blaine Cooper knows about that.
Oh, is that right? Blaine Cooper knows about that?
Yep. I talked to Blaine Cooper on Facebook, and he said he's aware of what's going on.
Okay.
Well, why don't you get a copy of that court of record document that Tom is talking about and email that to him?
Okay.
I know Blaine, too. I don't know him personally. I think we met at the Bundy Ranch.
Okay. Tom, this is Steve. If you could email me that, what Leonard's talking about.
Court of record?
Yeah.
As soon as I receive it from someone, I can forward it to you.
Okay, and then I'll get that to Blaine.
Or Steve, if you send me your email address, Christine is going to be sending it out to us. I'll get it to you as well. Give me your email address.
Okay.
I sent you something, but I'm not sure what you were looking
problem.
For.
You sent me the scheduling order. No, what I was talking about was the court of record document.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me what those idiots sent to me not too long ago.
See if I have it.
Someone asked me. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I don't even remember what I named it.
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now. I got it in here somewhere.
Because I don't see it on either.
Did you send his response?
That lady sounds like she's underwater. Is that Linda?
I don't know. Me? Is it defendant's response?
Oh, no. We're looking for the court of record to implement a court. It was the charter for it. And I can't even find it on either computer here.
Well, they've been messing with your computer so bad, you know, that's something else.
Well, I've had to reboot, and so I didn't hook my externals up to them because I don't trust them, and I'm not going to lose my hard drive.
Right.
I don't have it on either computer here, so I don't even remember the name of it. I know that it was later in the alphabet. That's as much as I remember.
Well, thank God Chris has her. There you go, another woman that's got her shit together. Thank God, because you guys don't have anything, so she's got it somewhere.
I got it somewhere.
See, you women aren't together. You ain't found it yet. I'm still looking at my email. It ain't here.
I'm not filed action to Supreme Court.
I'm trying to, man, I...
Leave it to a woman.
Filed action to the Supreme Court. Is that it?
No. This is, No, this was a charter. This wouldn't have been sent to the Supreme Court at all. This was a...
Okay. I thought I downloaded everything off of that site.
Well, it was on there before it crashed. It's not up there now.
Yeah.
Because
that's what I thought. I downloaded everything before it was crashed.
Yeah, actually, I did too. Let me see if I can find it.
I think it might be entitled Organic Charter.
Okay. Hang on.
Maybe that means if you look under O's.
I don't remember even seeing something named that.
Janet,
I got complete
Charter.
Court filing.
Oh. I think I found it.
I think I have it.
I found it in an email here. Let me make sure it's the most recent one. Yep, that's the most recent one. So,
Mr. you got it?
I have it. It's called Our Organic Charter for the Living Souls is what it is entitled, and I'm going to go ahead and forward this email to him. Does anybody else want it forwarded to them?
Yes,
I
want it.
I'm not even going to download it. I'm just going to forward the email.
Forward it, please, to me, Alicia, because I can't find mine. And I probably have a statistic.
I thought you women had it
together. I can't hear you. Just forward it to me.
That's exactly what I thought. So,
Linda,
let's see, Leonard, I'll send it to you here. Linda.
Right on.
Linda, I'll send it to you.
Alicia, you send it to me.
And I did send it to you?
No, send it to me.
Oh, okay, I will see. I will, girl.
Because I just looked, I couldn't find it either.
Alicia,
yeah, I'll tell you what I found that's even worse. I'll tell you what I found that's even worse. When I put in charter, I come up with that charter with the Pope, the 184-page Pope charter. And that's a real charter.
That's the one coming into effect real soon.
Yes.
My God, that's like Satan in the Vatican. God.
I got to grab this call for a second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, take your time.
So I just sent that out, so everyone should be receiving it.
Okay, cool.
Truth or lies? I think what I heard was June 15th we went into martial law and out of martial rule.
Obama signed something around July 4th that allowed him to implement it for any reason. It doesn't have to be a war or even a natural disaster. Technically, you're under martial rule, but the Libra Code is being utilized, so technically you're under martial law, but they're just not openly showing it yet.
That's right. We're under communism, full-blown, dude. What is this stuff here?
So I'm going to go ahead and forward this to Phil, too, and see if Phil can go ahead and get this posted under mine. And that way it's up there.
So,
and
Tom,
Steve,
if
they have any questions about that, Steve, you can have them email me. You have my email address.
Okay.
The organic charter and the trust indenture go together, correct?
Well, when Lou and I wrote them, we designed them to go hand in hand with each other. But that doesn't mean that you can't implement one without the other. But they were meant to work in harmony together.
Hmm.
You had two great minds at one time, so out of it was birthed those.
Okay.
Especially Michigan's a great place because they're non-judicial for the theft of homes. So that's a great place to show the people an alternative.
Actually, Michigan is judicial, Tom.
But he said it was non-judicial.
He said it was non-judicial. Yeah, he ran for sheriff. You guys know that, right? He ran for sheriff.
All I know is it's judicial. I had a client, unless it's both. Some states can be both. They can be both non-judicial and judicial. But my client's was judicial. It had to go through the court to foreclose. But regardless, you know, he's at the point of eviction, and, you know, whether it was in there judicial or not, you're still going to be able to implement the court of record. The only thing is, his eviction is scheduled for July 27th, correct?
He didn't say in the video, so I have no idea. But, you know, if a whole militia is showing up, if you've got hundreds of people.
There's an article that said that, yeah, Chris. There was an article that mentioned that.
So you're going to have to, you know, get those things out ASAP, get all those people together, set up the court of record, hopefully have some sort of enforcement. You know, even if it's the militia, you know, I suppose in that case, Tom, wouldn't the militia act as the enforcement?
The militia, according to this contract, they would just need to sign a contract stating that they would be the enforcement for that court of record, because we don't do oaths. We do contracts.
Okay. They're not going to have the flag officers on board by then. So somebody has to come in and make the press.
No, but I mean, if there's hundreds of militia there, all it takes is 13 or 14 of them to come together to implement that court of record. And then, of course, he would need to sign into it, because unless you're a signatory to it, you can't come into it. But he could walk right in and seek a writ of prohibition against anybody moving forward, and a writ of mandamus ordering that case moved to their jurisdiction. And they could order the banks to actually produce the evidence that it was loaned. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on. To me, it looked like someone said that he signed a contract with B and A was trying to interfere or something. I mean, I don't know what's going on there.
The usual foreclosure stuff. Fraud, all fraudulent stuff. There's nothing for them to produce that's going. And you know that, Tom. I don't need to tell you
of
that.
Of course.
I mean, this is going to be very interesting. I can't wait
and
to
see how
that.
And the banks, a corporation can't walk into the court of record unless the owner removes himself from behind the corporate structure and agrees to walk in under full liability. And you know bank owner is going to walk in there under full liability and try to claim that he has a right to foreclose, because he would lose everything he had very quickly. But the court is fair. Even if you have a corporation, someone owes you, step out from behind the corporate veil. We'll let you walk in. That's not a problem. But you're not going to walk in under limited liability and attempt to screw everyone over. It's not going to happen.
Right. Woo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about.
I have another question.
Okay.
Remember the other caller?
And you have
was
the worst phone. Who provides your phone service? Who provides your phone service? I want to avoid them at all costs.
God, that's horrible. I know, poor thing.
Well, it's the only time I get a complaint about my phone service. Is this better? I moved.
Not really. It sounds like you're kind of underwater.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't understand her at all.
I have to listen very closely and turn my headpiece all the way up. But go ahead. I'll try to hear you.
Okay. Another call that I was on, I asked about, I talked about my sister and having overdrafts in her bank.
Liberty.
Okay.
And she did pay them off, but they still closed her account. Could they do that?
Probably, according to the contract, they probably could. She would have
even
to go back.
Even though they told her they weren't going to.
Well, it something verbally cannot supersede something written.
Okay.
So if she had the contract with them and they reserved the right to close the account for any reason or for specific reasons, something verbal won't override that.
Got it. Everybody's so quiet.
Well, I think everybody's thinking, and that's good. And while we're here, let me look here. Someone asked about the playback number. It's the same number, except the last two digits are 49. Instead of 3140, it's 3149. And participant code would be the same.
Thank you.
And within a day, I should be able to log back in and get the recording of it. And if I can get the recording, it'll be posted on Hudoc as an MP3.
Why do you have to wait 2 days?
Sometimes it takes a day for this thing to actually put the recording up, to post it.
That's crazy, because I used to get mine within 5 minutes after my call.
Well, it may just be me.
You're using free conferencing, right?
Free conference call HD.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't like me wherever I go. I'm used to it.
That's terrible, because I like you wherever you go.
Well, I appreciate that. You're one of the few.
Maybe I'm just talking too close to my phone. I don't know.
Now there's a little better.
See, that's what it
is.
Are you trying
to eat your phone? Are you that hungry?
I guess.
Now I can actually hear you fairly well. That's not bad.
Cool.
Just stop eating the phone. If you need some food, just tell me where you are. I'll send you a bag of Doritos or something.
Ooh, I don't like Doritos.
Well, then we wouldn't get along very well.
Well, it's all right. You can eat your Doritos.
All right.
Am I? Okay, so does anybody else have any comments or questions? Otherwise, we'll go ahead and shut off the recording, and we'll let everyone go their separate ways.
Nope.
Okay.
I can't think of any right now.
Okay. Well, pass it out as far and wide as you can. Pass the documents. Christine and I will get something through the snail mail to the flag officers, but I still recommend people bombard them electronically to let them know other people are watching.
Can you send a little ditty on what you say?
Say that again?
Can you send a little ditty on what you're saying to them?
Can I send it out when I get it written? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
would you send it out
just
too? Thank you.
Yeah. I'm finishing up the one court document tonight. I've got another document for myself I need to write, so I'm hoping by tomorrow night I'll have something.
Okay.
This is going to be short and sweet. I'm not going to waste words on them.
I just got some pretty good news, if you guys got a second.
1/1000, time's
up.
We
got more than a second for good news.
Yeah.
I need to go meditate.
Yeah, I'm going to play that video for you here in a minute, Tom. Don't worry about it. I just got word that we're very, very close to having that 13th state, or 13th colony. And what we're going to have to start doing is, Christine and Alicia especially, we're going to have to start getting ready to bring on California and Arizona, because Continental Congress is going to be convening probably no later than probably the middle of August, we're thinking. But we've got our work cut out for us. The poop is really going to start hitting the fan, so we're going to have to really get this together.
Did you just talk to Jim? Did you just talk to somebody now when you got up?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. Is this for sure?
Well, yeah. It's looking really good. I don't want to get into too much information because it's kind of like private. But all I'll say is that the 13th colony state is about ready to have their assembly meeting to bring them lawfully forward as a free and independent nation before they become part of the Confederation. And that's about all I'll say about it. That will give us the 13, and what will follow will be basically an assembly of the 13 with their two elected delegates. They'll be elected two delegates per state, which will be 26 delegates. And those, well, actually, there'll be I take that back. There'll be the original nine that have been brought forward. There'll be 18 of the delegates that will vote to bring on the remaining four states. That's how that'll work. They'll be brought on via that convention, or like a convention or an assembly. And then from there is when the Continental Congress can lawfully be convened and assembled. And that's as far as I'll take it. But that's starting to happen now.
Yeah, you keep your stuff on the private side, Leonard.
Well, it's just kind of private because of,
well, you shouldn't blast it over anything I'm touching. So you're at least smart for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of hope that things are really starting to move on that end of the spectrum, which all kind of ties together because these quarter records and these journal societies is going to be all part of it. That's all going to be part of our government's going to be run. If you even want to call it a government, you know, it's going to be people. It's not really even going to be a government, if you ask me.
Self-governance.
So anyway, that's about all I had to say on that.
Well, thank you.
I can sleep peacefully now, Leonard. I'm going to go to sleep now. I'm done for the night.
You can sleep for that. You can actually sleep with that video, a loop of that video I sent you.
I've already downloaded it as an MP3 and went ahead and looped it for an hour, so I probably will.
Are you talking about the one Lisa sent me that I sent you? The relaxation one?
Yeah,
you should send him that. He needs to relax with that video.
That's right. It's so right on, isn't it?
It is. It's perfect, and it actually spoke to me today, so I did utilize it already.
There you go.
Gene, you got anything in closing before I cut it off?
No, just listen.
Okay. Well, that scares me a little bit if I didn't know you.
All right.
Well, let me figure that out because they're starting to, Aaron and Finelli starting to book me for other shows. So let me see, make sure nothing conflicts.
Well, when I called back in, there was a total of 8 people on this call.
Is that what it told you?
Yes.
It tells
you? If that tells you anything. Yeah, when you call in, it'll say there are 8 people on this call. And it said the call is being recorded.
Well, and 2 of us are moderating it.
Right.
So America is still screaming a little bit. I can still hear her a little bit then.
There you go.
Well, it doesn't take but a handful to start a revolution.
That's right.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and cut off the recording then. Anybody got anything else to say on the recording?
Thank you.
Well, no problem.
Oh, no, we don't. But when you get off, you all have to sing me happy birthday.
Yeah, what is it, happy 102?
You don't have to say the age. Just happy birthday song will be fine. That will make me happy.
Well, no, I need to know the age because if I ever see you, you've got that many spankings.
61, but a hot 61.
Okay, so you're actually 61 today.
Actually, no, I'm going to be 61 at midnight.
Well, then we can't wish it to you yet. So
sure you can. Of course you can. It'll be early.
That's a fraud. I don't commit fraud.
That's unlawful.
Alicia,
that's unlawful for crying out. That is unlawful.
That is not unlawful or illegal or anything else. Go ahead, Abby. You start. Go ahead. Don't make me sing happy birthday to myself.
happy early birthday, and I do that with a reservation of all rights.
And without recourse.
And without recourse. That's right. All right,
okay,
so he's memorialized. Forever, you'll be 61 on tape.
God, but I really am a hot 61. Hi, Eileen. I look good, huh?
She
you
is, she
good.
Is.
You look good, too, Eileen.
We
hot,
both
man.
Do, don't we?
Yeah, we're like,
we
I feel like we're in our 40s.
That's
we
right.
We do, man. Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave you now because my husband took me after dinner. Aw, thank you. I'm going to call you later. Shannon's going to take me to dinner now, so I got to say goodbye to all you people.
Goodbye.
All right. Everyone.
Enjoy.
Everyone,
thanks, honey. Love you guys.
I will send out the blurb of what we will send in a letter to the flag officers. And
that would be good.
I will send notice out about this call next Monday once I figure out the schedule for next week.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody, stay safe. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye. You too. Bye now. Take care. God bless
bye.
Everybody. Bye now.